to case number 10,885, we took under advisement. And this is the gentleman, he's requesting to put an addition in the breezeway.
I think he stated his case. Oh, excuse me. I think he stated his case okay. Year's up and he's going to be back for an extension or...
Or not, so... Any problem with it.
You know, I got a question is, we don't know what he's doing.
Neither is he.
Neither is he, but he's got a year. I mean, if you would... He needs to come back for extension, or he reverts back.
I think you do that, Rick.
I think that's a good question. I mean, most people come in,
they tell us what we're doing.
They know what they're going to build and where, and if they don't get their 1 year, it's because they've run out of money.
We're going to give approval for, we don't know what he's going to do.
No. Well, what he had on his application is they want to move portion of their neighbor's house that they're demolishing.
But they're not doing that now. Not going to do that now.
I know.
Yeah.
But he wants to build 2 bedrooms with a breezeway, is what he...
When he got done.
Right, 12 by 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 by 24 addition for 2 bedrooms, and he wants to have a breezeway to that now then, so he can get something in that pie shape or piece in there.
We'll say, you know, we don't have any, I guess anybody can change it, but we don't have anything that what he is building.
Probably when he filed, he planned on moving the neighbor's thing.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want to hold them up. So in the interim, he probably said, well, I might as well go through with this and
quit building.
He'll see about putting an addition.
Well, what he has, has on here is 12 by 24, right?
Right.
With a breezeway. So I mean, he's got it sketched out here. But
I mean, you could approve, you know, what's on the drawing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, you could do that, huh?
It seems kind of strange that you come in and go through all this, but you're not even sure if you're going to get started in a year.
Yeah.
I don't know why you put yourself through that.
Yeah.
Because when he applied, he was going to move his neighbor's thing.
I'm not so sure.
Then it went the other way. But I have no problem with it.
How are you going to put addition to his house? How's it going to be a breezeway and all that with addition to the house?
It's going to go off on that other lot on the other side, but that join it together. Use that
a three looks like a 3 foot, 3.5 foot breezeway.
I guess that's what that is, a 3 foot,
foot breezeway. It'd be attached to that.
To the
between the sign is what that'd be, or the way I looked at it. What do you think? Mr. McCabe?
In favor of?
Okay. And Mr. Whitman?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay.
Mr. Mills?
Right, will it?
Okay, if we're ready to vote and there's no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant in case number 10,885 answered the standards for granting a variance that the lot is unique in size and shape. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use. No, it wasn't created by the applicant necessarily with the shape of the lot and the restrictions. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood as we have approved many variances in that Ann Acres area. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 10,885.
Second. Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,885. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried by a vote of 4-1. Case approved. Okay.